Chapter 4. In Whitby, England. Letter from Mina Murray to Lucy Westenra. 9th of May, London. Dear Lucy, I'm sorry that I haven't written before now. I have to work long hours teaching at the school. I've had a letter from Jonathan from Transylvania. He is well and will come home in a week. I am very excited about seeing him again. It's only a few months until we marry. Write and tell me everything. Have you met any interesting men? I want to come and see you in Whitby. Your friend, Mina. Letter from Lucy to Mina. 15th of May, Whitby. Dear Mina, thank you for your letter. I'm really sorry, but I have very little to say about our holiday here in Whitby. A young man called Mr. Arthur Homewood often comes to see us. He and my mother talk a lot together. One day, he brought a friend, a doctor called Jack Seward. He's only 29, but he's very clever. I think he comes from a very good family and is quite rich. Now he visits us too. That is all my news. So you can see this boring town is not like our wonderful London. Write soon. Your good friend, Lucy. P.S. Oh, Mina, we can talk about everything. I have known you since I was a child, so I must say something more. Can you guess? I think I love Dr. Seward. There, I have said it. I love him. I don't know if he loves me. I think he does. What do you think? Write and tell me. Letter from Lucy to Mina. 24th of May, Whitby. Dear Mina, thank you for your nice letter. I have news. I am 20 years old and nothing has ever happened to me until now. But today, everything has happened. Three men, not one, but three, want to marry me. The first one came before lunch. It was Dr. Seward, the handsome, rich doctor. He asked me to marry him, but I said no. I love another man, I said. Poor, poor Dr. Seward. He was very sad. The second man came after lunch. He's a very nice American from Texas. Of course, I had to say no to him too. Oh dear. I didn't like saying no, and I cried and cried. I am too sad to tell you about the third. I will write again soon. Your very good friend, Lucy. P.S. Oh, about number three. It all happened very quickly. He came into the room and, after only a minute, he kissed me. I am very, very happy. I will tell you who he is when I see you. Mina's Diary, 6th of August, Whitby. I arrived in Whitby 2 weeks ago. It's wonderful to see Lucy and to be here. I have heard all about her love, Arthur Homewood, and I am very happy for Lucy. But she is not well, and she has started getting up and walking about while she is sleeping. I have only had 2 very short letters from Jonathan. He sent the last one on 29th of June, when he was leaving Transylvania. Since then, I have heard nothing from him. I'm very worried about him. I hope that he's not ill. The Whitby Times, 8th of August. Lost at sea. Yesterday evening, there was a storm, and a Russian ship got into trouble. Terrible winds broke the ship and pushed it onto the rocks at Whitby. When it came onto the rocks, a huge black dog jumped from it and ran to the hills. The only person on the ship was the captain. He was dead, and he held a crucifix in his hands. There were also 50 very strange, big, long boxes on the ship. They had only earth inside them. Mina's Diary, 11th of August, Whitby. Yesterday, I saw some men burying the captain of the Russian ship outside the chapel. Then, last night, something strange happened. I woke up and saw that Lucy's bed was empty. I went downstairs and looked in all the rooms, but she wasn't there. I became worried and ran out of the house and through the town. I went the way we always go on our walks. Then I saw her. She was sitting on our favourite seat outside the chapel. But what was the dark, horrible thing behind her? I shouted, "Lucy!" And the thing looked up. It was touching her now, and it had a white face with red eyes. I ran to Lucy. But when I arrived, the thing was gone. Lucy was still sleeping, so I helped her to walk home. She did not wake up once. This morning, she is fine and doesn't remember anything. But there's a little blood on her neck. What is that from? 17th of August. Lucy is not well and is becoming weak. She also has a temperature. I lock the bedroom door at night, but she still walks about the room while she is sleeping. One night, I saw her standing by the open window. There was a big black bat flying about near it. Lucy put her hand out. I think she wanted to touch the bat. How strange. Then, yesterday, I saw two very small circles on her neck. Did last week's blood come from those circles?